The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning and welcome to Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. My name is Dr. Peter A. James, and I am the High Performance Coach. And I just want to welcome you all here to this unique talk and show about Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which we have experts who talk about what this book means to them and their lives. Today is going to be a very special show as we dive into a specific chapter here in Napoleon Hill's book. That's chapter 10 of the book. And ironically, the chapter is The Mystery of Sex Transmutation. And those of you who have been listening in before, you know that we go through each chapter of this text and kind of dive in a little bit and extrapolate what it means to us in our lives and how we can apply it to our lives for better success, for better career goal achievement, and also to just improve our overall life just from a start to finish basis on a day-to-day basis as well. But today I am so excited because not only am I here to host this show, but we have some great co-host as well, and I am also going to be joined by Miss Ann McNeil and Mr. Galen Bingham. Oh wow, some great guests, and we have a distinguished guest who is also going to be on the show. I'm going to tease her a little bit in just a little while, but first let me introduce. Let me tell you a little bit about our co-host Ann McNeil and Galen Bingham, and then I'm going to ask them to dive into this chapter of Think and Grow Rich, which again talks about sex transmutation, of course. But our first co-host is Miss Ann McNeil. She is the master builder, the founder of International Mastermind Association, a speaker, an author, and a small business coach. And Miss Ann, I want to ask you a little some questions about your ahas as it relates to this chapter on sex transmutation.
Yes, thank you so much, Peter. I'm excited, excited to talk about this awesome chapter. I'm laughing because as you were trying to get that word out, I think a lot of people can relate to that. Because when we talk about this particular, talk about this particular subject, it's almost like taboo. But then when you think about the whole idea of transference of that energy into another source, it is an awesome thing to practice and then attempt to begin to perfect. So my aha moment in the book is actually on page 180, if we're using the same chapter, using the same version of the book, I really resonate with page 202 in the version that we're using, which is something that's very simple, but we really often don't think about when we interact with other people. It says, this powerful energy, and we're talking about the handshake, the tone of voice, the posture, the vibration of thought, body adornment. I talked about that last week, and as I began to continue to read, I keep coming back to that because every time I meet someone, I am now more mindful of how I look somebody in the eye, the transference of that energy, how I shake that hand, how someone shakes my hand, the tone of my voice. How am I listening to other people? How am I receiving that? So when we talk about this chapter of transference of energy from one form of energy to another, I think back to, we talked about this after the show last week when Evan did a phenomenal job in giving the analogy about the individuals who we think are nerds when we're young and how they learn to transfer that energy over time to perfect their craft versus those people who we see who are jocks, if you will, or the queens, if you will, how they're using that energy early in life. And then when we look at them later in life, what are they doing? Because oftentimes we continue to do that. So this is what has resonated with me as I just continue to read this. And it is just reminding me constantly about how do I transfer my own sexual energy and how it is perceived by others. So that's it for me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Anne. That's an interesting word that you used right there, that transfer. And that's something that is also going to be a common theme, I'm sure, as we talk about sex transmutation. And I'll have to look up that definition of that word transmutation in just a little bit to see if that transfer is part of that as well. But our next distinguished co-host is Galen Bingham, who is a leadership coach extraordinaire. He helps leaders crush important goals and conquer stubborn problems, and he has been doing it for a long while. Galen, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your ahas about sex transmutation.
Well, good morning. How are you doing? I had to do it. I had
all right,
to do
we're,
it.
We're starting off already with this, right? With Barry White.
Yes. So this is Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist. I'm excited to be part of the show, Peter. This is an amazing book, but this is an amazing chapter for me. This is when we start really bringing together all of the other things that we've talked about, all the other steps that we've talked about. And when you think about it, and this kind of rolls into my aha, when you think about all the other chapters that we've talked about, they're pretty focused, they're pretty hard driving, it's pretty heavy in content. And, you know, this chapter has a lot of good content too, but where those other chapters are really about skills, mindsets, new things that you need to learn. This chapter for me was one of the first ones where it starts to synthesize the benefits of using all of those other steps. And it really came to me when we were on the show from last week talking to Evan. It was just interesting to me how everyone who all the co-hosts, we're all very accomplished. We're all very focused. We can be pretty serious people, and we talk about pretty heavy things on and off the air. But when we start talking about sex transmutation, all of us laugh. We all giggle. We all chuckle. We talk about this topic of sex just with the word being in the title. And then all of us seem to turn into 13, 14-year-old kids and versions of ourselves. And I think that has something to do with why this is an important step in Napoleon Hill's process, because when we lighten our spirit, when we lighten our focus, we are able to see things at a different angle, with a different perspective. And I'll tell you, for me personally, after last week's show, I went back to focusing on my business, and I got so many ideas as to how I could help my clients. I got so many ideas as to products and services that I could offer. I was a lot more energetic around finding opportunity, and I think that may be some of the benefits that Napoleon Hill was talking about when he included this in his book. I'm really, really excited to have some of my assumptions and my experiences validated or corrected by our guest today, who is an expert in this field. So that's it for me for now, but I am really, really excited. Thank you for having me on.
Galen, I thought you were going to do the Barry White the whole time, but thank you so much for sharing with us, for sure. So my name is, again, Dr. Peter James. I am the high performance coach who encourages everyone to shift their mindset, to shift your mindset from where you are to where you would like to be. But another role, another hat that I wear in life is also I'm a business and entrepreneurship professor. And so I took the liberty to kind of look up this word transmutation, and which is more of a scientific word, which is used primarily in physics and or biology, which is talking about the changing of one element into another by radioactive decay, nuclear bombardment, or similar processes. But Napoleon Hill did a great job of utilizing this word for our own benefit, especially as it relates to sex transmutation. And, you know, as we think about sex first of all, you know, sex just gives us raging feelings, raging energy for the act, but even just the thought of it from that perspective. But now if we can think about this transmutation, this transfer, as Anne talked about a little while ago, which is the action of changing or the state of being changed into another form. So how can I take this sexual energy that I may have and utilize it for the benefit of my business, to utilize it for the benefit of my career, to utilize it for the benefit of goal achievement? And that's the nature, the nuance of this sexual transmutation in this chapter. And on page 189 of the text, he says, research has disclosed these two significant facts. The individuals of greatest achievement tend to be those who have highly developed sexual natures and who have learned the art of sex transmutation. He goes on to say, generally speaking, those who have accumulated great fortunes and achieved outstanding recognition in literature, art, industry, architecture, and the professions were motivated by the influence of romantic love for another person. So listen, the whole theme and idea of sex is not a bad thing, and we should not look at it as taboo, we should not look at it as strange, but we should definitely think about how we can utilize it for its natural purpose, obviously, but then also how can we channel it, how can we transfer it into the energies that would allow us to get one step closer to our goals and our dreams. So before we go to a commercial, I just want to tease our special guest. Her name is Dr. Margarita Gurry, and she is known as Dr. Red Shoe. But before I tell you more about her, I think we're going to go to a commercial, our first commercial break.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call autosuggestion. Autosuggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number 5 is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step 6, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number 7 is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step 8 is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number 8. Step number 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts, use the knowledge, use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
We are back with the Sex Transmutation Show. No, I'm just joking. We are actually here with the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. My name is Dr. Peter A. James, and thank you so much for staying with us as we dive into Think and Grow Rich, particularly Chapter 10 of Napoleon Hill's famous text. And in this chapter, of course, we are talking about the mystery of sex transmutation. So I shared with you, and our co-hosts have come on and told us a little bit about themselves and their aha moments about this chapter of Napoleon Hills, which is a little bit interesting, needless to say. But now, as I mentioned, we have a distinguished guest with us. Her name is Dr. Margarita Gurry, and a little bit about her. You know, she solves problems with people, conflict, and ethics. She has shared her message with over a million leaders and teams in business, government, and military. And she's also a member of Michigan's Community Emergency Response Team. She's also known as the Misbehavior Expert, a seasoned psychologist, a sassy grandmother, and a proud owner of 37 pairs of red shoes. I would like to introduce and welcome to the mic Dr. Margarita Gurry, also known as Dr. Red Shoe. Margarita, good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, sir. I am splendid. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Margarita, we're talking about sex transmutation today, so I'm doing great.
You know, it's always a good time to talk about sex, especially in the morning.
Absolutely, in the morning. But listen, tell us a little bit about yourself, Margarita. I teased everyone a little bit with your intro there, but go into a little bit more detail about yourself, if you don't mind.
Well, at this point in my life, I'm a happy and sassy grandmother, and I go all around the world, either in real life or virtually, and help people find a way to change mindsets and choices so they can be more happy and more successful. They call me the misbehavior expert because usually when there's an uh-oh, someone's made a mistake, there's an legal or ethical problem, there's conflict, I get called. And I'm glad for those things because that's when people are really ready to learn and receive the best that they can be.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing with us. How long have you been doing this a little bit? I noticed that you're a distinguished speaker. Have you? It seems like I can learn a lot from you as well, even just as the misbehavior expert, because sometimes I do misbehave, I've been told.
Well, I like you even more. Well, if we can't misbehave, what good are we? I've been doing this for 40 years. I won't say the exact amount, but
sure.
It's fun being old. I get away with more, and I see things more clearly, so it's kind of fun.
Awesome, awesome. And have you been doing this specific talk, this misbehavior thing for the whole time, or is this something fairly new, or have you rebranded yourself, changed up? I mean, how did you get to Dr. Red Shoe?
All right, so I started out as a psychologist, and so psychologists, what do? We help people in interesting times. Over time, it became clear that one of the things I was good at is helping people recover from issues that were embarrassing or potentially debilitating to a career, to a future of happiness. And so when I started speaking with audiences, at first it was just as a kid. I've always been kind of helping out. We came to this country as refugees. So when I started speaking, I didn't do the Dr. Red Shoe. I was just Dr. Margarita Gurry. Over time, though, when my mama got sick and was dying at a nice old age, she had a great life, I started wearing red shoes to honor her and my father and their spirit. When we came to this country, we were asked to leave with only what we had on our backs, $5 a person and a suitcase for the whole family. My mother, as a de Castro, decided that she was going to wear red shoes to leave. She's going to leave her ways. Now, anyone who's out there knows red shoes are not always the most practical. Yes, they're fabulous. But she decided to leave her way. So for me, with a series of events that were less than lovely, I realized that my mother had chosen to leave with courage, grace, and this energy that no one could keep her from her spirit and from her obligation to the greater good. So for me, I started wearing the red shoes when my mom was sick. And audiences started calling me Dr. Red Shoe, so it kind of stuck. And so now, and it's easier to say that than Dr. Margarita Gurry.
So it is Dr. Red Shoe. And that's how that got started. So my whole goal is to help people have fun wherever they are. So if you're in business, you want to do it because you want to be successful. But hopefully, like with the Napoleon Hill concept, why are you doing this? So a lot of times people fail because they're not really doing what they want to do. They're doing what someone else is doing, or it works for Ann McNeil, so I'm going to do it her way. So a lot of I get excited when there's a mistake or a blip of any kind, because that's when we really can learn. That's the exciting time, personally, for transmutation to occur.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for sharing us with us a little bit of your story there. But before we go to a commercial break, I want to get your thoughts on this whole sex transmutation thing.
Okay.
So,
well, there's
chapter
nothing
first of
more
all,
exciting
this book
than
is,
sex.
This book is great overall, but you can't beat that it has a chapter on sex. So what are your thoughts?
Well,
what are your thoughts,
I confess,
really quick?
I bumped into the book when I was in high school, literally bumped into it. I was in the library playing around, and the book fell on me. And so I pick it up, talk about a seminal moment. Okay, bad pun. I picked it up, and I looked through the table of contents, and I said, sex transmutation. That's where I'm starting. So sex sells. Sex brings energy. Even just thinking of sex makes me giggle. And I think that it's a great way, like the Barry White of it all got us all started. I mean, we're all revved up. So during the commercial, everyone be thinking about how do you use your sexual energy for the greater good and to achieve your goals? And how are you blocking it? What are you doing to clog it up or to help it leak out of your sleeve or your pant leg? That's the question for the commercial.
Yeah, I like that. And because you're really true that maybe we should not be thinking about just sex just the normal way that we think about it. Maybe there's a shift that we need to take as we think about it and how we can apply it in different areas. So thank you so much. When we come back from after commercial break, we're going to hear from our co-hosts because they also have some questions for you that are a little bit harder than what I just asked. So stay tuned.
Well, great.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
We are back to the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. My name is Dr. Peter A. James, and we are getting ready to dive into sex transmutation with Dr. Red Shoe, aka Dr. Red Shoe, also known as Dr. Margarita Gurry. Sex transmutation. Wow, what a chapter, chapter 10 of Think and Grow Rich. But Margarita, I'm going to not take up any more of your time, but I got some other people who would like to ask you some questions about sex transmutation. So without further ado, of course, Galen has a question. Galen Bingham, our leadership coach, our leadership strategist, he's got some questions about sex transmutation. Galen.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed your intro, your overall discussion of the connection between our sexual energy and this book and our pursuit to be rich as defined by Napoleon Hill. So, you know, I've got the definition as Napoleon Hill has laid it out on page 189, but I'd love your take on what is sex transmutation? What is this thing that we're trying to incorporate into our business life?
Well, for me, my understanding of sex transmutation is pretty simple. Sex is energy. It's life. Freud talked about eros and thanatos. Eros is life and energy and some of the basic drives that keep us alive and sharp. And then Thanatos is the death or destructive energy. I'm a Freudian shrink and the daughter of a Freudian training analyst. I know, hard to wrap your mind around that. And what's exciting to me is the idea of getting this amazing energy that a lot of cultures say is taboo or wrong or bad, using this, which is so natural, and making it such a positive force for everyone we love and everyone we can help in the world. So it's about like this raging river. It doesn't have to destroy the town. You can direct it into this place or that place. It's about the mind energy and the physical expression to be more creative, to have a more keen mind, to be more generous and loving, to be better in bed even. So sex is energy, and it's a wonderful gift. And too bad many of us just kind of squash it, and I don't think we have to.
Wow, that's really helpful. I really love the imagery that you injected as being able to direct the river, because many times people would like to say the devil made me do it or I couldn't control myself. And what I hear you say is that not only can we control ourselves, but we probably should. And when we are able to control ourselves, that's when we start seeing the power that Napoleon Hill was talking about, when we can direct it purposefully in the areas that we intend for it to go. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I mean, without willpower, our sexuality, our sexual energy just leaks out. If we spend too much time and energy on the physical aspect in a way that's not productive and loving, it certainly detracts from our ability to be amazing in other areas. So it's all about being wise and having willpower as well.
Nice. I like that answer to the question. Galen, thank you for transmutating your own sexual energy into that question for Dr. Red Shoe
and
here as well.
Thank you for that voice. I mean, really, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. But that, you know, this whole thing just continues to evolve and make me think about how I can better channel my own energies into better success, better opportunity for that matter. And I know Miss Ann has done a great job of that in her own life. So Miss Ann, I know you have a question for Dr. Red Shoe. So can you take the mic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to remind our listeners that Dr. Red Shoe is a sought after coach, speaker, author, podcaster, and all of those things for business. And so with that thought in mind, Margarita, my question really speaks to help us understand, what does sex have to do with success in business and also in our personal life?
Well, first off, sex is energy. We're born, regardless of how comfortable we are with our sexual identity, eventually all, if we want to be successful, have to come to terms with how we identify and how we present ourselves. How do we show up in the world? Freud talked about psychosexual stages of development, which talks about our personality and our growth from the time we're children to alleged adults. Sex and business go hand in hand. You talked to Evan Piper. He's amazingly sexual. He walks into the room, everyone looks at him. You smell him and you go, ah, this is someone who can help me. Sex is life, it's affirmation. And it isn't just about someone being a perv, because being a perv is not about good sexual energy. It's negative and destructive. So if you want to be successful in business, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. It, like you talked about before, how do you shake hands with someone? How do you present yourself when you walk into the room? We've all been to those meetings where someone is hunched over their keyboard and they don't say hey to anyone, and they're there to network, but they're not networking. How are we presenting our business brand, our message, with how we walk into a room? Evan doesn't walk into a room like anyone else. He floats into a room, wheelchair or not. He is sex personified. And that's a secret to success, that he knows who he is. He's amazing. All of us know someone who's successful, who has a more quiet sexual energy, someone who's amazing, whether it's the geek or the quiet person. And sex doesn't mean we're actually active. There are different levels of sexual and sexuality. We can be celibate. Some people choose to be celibate or are born more celibate than others. There's a continuum of sex and sexuality, from celibate to interested to aromantic sex to romantic and then to intense. This is Dr. Marilyn Volker, who's a sexologist. She's amazing, and she came up with that whole continuum of sex and sexuality. So we're not talking about someone having lots of sex. So if I want to be successful, I need to have lots of sex. No, we're talking about, how do you use this amazing energy that you were born with to be an authentic leader? That's what we're talking about.
Wow. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And you know, you sport my favorite color. And as you were speaking, and I was just thinking about the words you use as relates to business and colors, I find for myself speak. And so for me, the red, it has become my brand. But I think that when you think about the other forms of energy, it's how you each choose to use it. So share with us how you choose to use it, your energy, in that way.
All right. So before I go there, I wanna love on you some. I think, Ann McNeil, you would stand out and have this amazing power if you were in an ugly green color. I mean, really. I'm glad you wear red, because it's such a joyful, amazing color. So how do I use it? By being me. I don't apologize for being highly tuned in the sexual area. All my friends know I tease about sex. I've never made a bad pun I didn't like. I do workshops for couples called Playful Loving. I do webinars, seminars, and coaching. And it's fun. I have fun with it. In fact, the first time I ever got in trouble in my life was in Sunday school and catechism. I'm Catholic. And my parents never thought sex was a bad thing. In fact, I was supposed to be the nun in the family, because we always had one nun or priest in every generation. And I was born kind of sweet and kind. So they picked me, all the aunties, and I went, no. And my mother said, no, you don't have to. There are other ways to serve God and the community. So, which is good, because I always knew that sex and babies would be good. I just knew it from the time I was little. And my parents were always dancing and hugging. And so sex and sexuality in a Cuban world, I'm Cuban, Cuban-American, it's about enjoying the juiciness of life. So how do I use it? I let my joy unfold. And even in big-time troubles, whether I'm doing something with military service members who are facing the desire to maybe no longer live. So I created a brief. Kids in South Dakota came up with this slogan called Purple Up. And so I created a brief or a keynote about happiness, sex, and the brain, and suicide prevention. So I bring this sense of joy, who I am, and the sense of naughtiness as well, wherever I go. And now that I'm old, I get away with it better. So that's how I use that.
Awesome. All right, Peter.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin there, Anna. Dr. Redshoe has taken us to from Freud to celibacy to how she uses it on a day-to-day basis. So I don't even know where to go to next. But I do have a question as well. And actually, before my question, I want to encourage our listeners that if you have a question for Dr. Redshoe, please don't hesitate to dial in at 661-554-9219 and hit number one if you have a question that you would like to provide today as well. So,
well, I just got a text from somebody that I know, and they asked the question, is this a good time to share that question?
Please, absolutely. Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So the text I got from an unnamed source is that this person is having a hard time performing comfortably in sex, in bed with a loved one. And the question was, is this person now doomed to failure in business and in life? The answer is no.
Oh, wow.
Anytime that we're not performing the way we want, it's a gift. You think, okay, so sometimes we don't speak to ourselves about our thoughts and feelings and actions and what we know and what we do and how we do them. So sometimes different body parts speak for us. So this person is frustrated, not able to have an orgasm. Okay, well, that's got this person's attention, right? So good, it's a gift. Why are they struggling? Why are they stopping themselves? So one of the questions that I often ask people is, if this would work well, how would it change your life? Can you see it working well? So sometimes it doesn't work well because we feel bad about something we're doing, maybe in bed or maybe in business. Sometimes guilt or shame or blame interferes. So what are the barriers to feeling powerful? What are the barriers to letting ourselves flow and have joy? And so the question is, are you doing what you really want to be doing? And then is it also what you need to be doing? Because sometimes what we want isn't good for us. So then we have to ask ourselves, what is this gift telling us? And celebrate all the frustrations and all the failures we have.
Wow, that's good. That's good stuff for sure. You know, I often think about it. Sometimes there's a block going on, whether you're trying to perform in bed or you're trying to perform in your career or your business. For that, sometimes we get in our own ways. We're overthinking it to a certain extent. And I'm hearing a little bit of from that from you with that response. Is that correct?
Yes, and whether it's in bed or in the boardroom. I think that one of the things we find out is how the people that we've chosen to spend time with help us. So a loving partner will help you play with the problem in bed and enjoy it. And it's an interesting thing. How do we discuss it? How do we move beyond it? Do we get mad? Do we take the blame? Do we blame the other person? All of things are different ways that we could power up. So I created this power up model with my friend Ahi Novak, who's a business coach and a relationship guru in the business world as well. And we came up with power plugs. And if we want to power up, whether it's in the bedroom or the boardroom or at the family table, we have to think of five sources of power. And the first and the most easy is position power. What is your role in that particular relationship or in the greater community? And then relationship power. How are you connected to people? Like, it makes me more powerful to be connected to Ann McNeil or to Begin or to you or to Kaylin. Mm-hmm. Who am I connected to that can help me in this life? Or Shana Sakal, who I love her. Expert power. How am I prepared to be amazing? And it takes, my friend Dr. Paul Wetter used to say, all it takes is half an hour of study every day to become an expert at the end of a year. Pick a topic, study and think and ponder and experiment for half an hour a day and you'll be an expert. And then body power, voice, handshake, posture, all the stuff that we were talking about earlier, vibrations of thought and body adornment. How do I show up in the world? And then last but not least is charisma power, which I think is the one in the middle. Everything can grow from it. How am I unleashing my own personal brand of superpower or kryptonite? You know, how am I using all of this yummy stuff that's uniquely me to have charisma, to show up in the world, whether it's a noisy, bam, charisma like Evan Piper, or more quiet charisma, like the most amazing genius in the room that has this quiet energy vibrating throughout the room, that kind of thing. So how do we power up? And one of the answers is we wait for there to be a problem, or we prevent problems by asking questions like in a mastermind. So there's only two ways to power up.
Dr. Rich, I really like that as well. I got transmutating that sexual energy into charisma power, body power,
yes,
expert power, relationship power. I didn't get that first one. What was that first one again?
Position power. And we're not talking about sexual position. We're talking about your role in life. Although, if
maybe
you look at sexual position as well. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I couldn't write that one down, because I got shook by the position power there as well.
Oh, it's good to get excited. That's all right. Our vibrations get going. And sometimes our fingers can't type. What can we say?
I know.
But anything, if we don't remember something, it's sometimes because it's an important thing or because it's resonating. So sometimes we forget something. We think, yay, it made an impact on me. And eventually that impact will show itself, so I don't have to worry that I forgot it. It'll manifest somehow if I don't mess it up, if I don't get in the way.
Interesting. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial break, but I have another question for you after the commercial break, and then we're going to dive into a little bit of ahas and some other notes there as well. So thank you so much, and those of you listening, thank you so much for continuing to listen.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
We are back with Dr. Margarita Gurry, a.k.a. Dr. Red Shoe. Margarita, here's my question for you, and I love part of the answer that you've given already a little bit relative to this question. But, you know, I have goals, I have dreams, I have things that I'm striving for as well. How can I continue to use this sexual?
You are achieving a lot.
And I'm continuing to, as you mentioned, I'm trying not to be celibate as it relates to my my goals and my dreams and my desires there. But how can I use this energy to manifest these goals and dreams? How can I really apply it? You know, I love it from the theoretical perspective, but how can I really apply it? How can I really, even from a sales perspective, even from a business perspective overall, what are your thoughts on this question?
All right, so let me give you a metaphor. Imagine a big red couch that has three cushions on it. I call this the big red couch. It's a very complicated name. And you're facing the couch. On the left is the third cushion, the cushion where you're totally not aware. And this is a couch of awareness and mindfulness. This is about choices we make. And the cushion all the way to the right is the cushion one, which is total awareness. Only 5 to 10% of the people are on cushion one at any time. We're fully aware, taking full responsibility, asking all the questions of ourselves and others. This is about mindfulness of self, other, and the context in which we find ourselves. It's about being honest about who we are and loving ourselves enough, warts and all, to know exactly where we are and accept that. The totally asleep is about 20%. And then in the middle is the rest, except for there are the two cracks. And these are the change cracks. If we imagine where we are in life, you ask yourself, where am I? Am I fully aware? Am I in cushion two, where I'm having a good life but not really asking lots of questions and not really preventing issues and I'm going along? There's nothing wrong to be on cushion two, but you're not totally a sentient being. You're not totally taking good care of yourself. So if you have a problem, you're probably in the crack. So when we're asking ourselves, we're either leaning toward a crack or in a crack. Crack citizenship is temporary. It helps us have more pain so that we can ask ourselves, what can I do differently? And you don't have to have pain. You can stick on cushion one, but that's a form of pain too, because total awareness is such a drag. I mean, we're all wonderful and awful, aren't we? So the question is, you know, in terms of how to move forward is, how are we going to be really honest about what's working or not? You talked in your mastermind about the nine areas of spirit and focus: the spiritual, family, health, finance, civic, personal, education, recreational, creativity. How are you doing with all of those? What's missing? Where are you cheating yourself or lying to yourself? And we all cheat and lie because we're good at this. It's a form of self-preservation because we're so hard on ourselves. So the first step is start being mindful, because mindfulness is awareness without judgment. Let yourself lovingly notice what area are you really shining in. And instead of working in the area first that you're not doing so well, always start with the area you're doing well. Start from strength and abundance. And it will trickle down to the areas. But you cannot, let's say right now you don't know what your finances are. You don't know your monthly nuts. You don't have money set aside. You don't have an exit strategy for your business. Whatever it is. Maybe you have somebody in your life that's being unethical. Maybe someone's thinking of having an affair either in business life or personal. What is it that's going on in your life that's detracting from this amazing sexual energy that can help you have a red shoe life? So ask yourself, sit on that couch. Come join me on the couch. Where do you want to sit? And let yourself know that wherever you sit, other than cushion three, cushion three is very hard, because unless there's an external impetus, like one of my colleagues was a terrible father and husband because he was a raging alcoholic. Well, after many years, his family left, his kids left, he had nothing. I met him because we shared an office hallway. We had offices in the same suite. And one day, his youngest grandchild had a kidney problem and needed a kidney, and he was a perfect match. But they wouldn't take the kidney back then until he'd been sober for a big chunk of time. You know what? This man became sober, donated the kidney, and is in everyone's life again. But he then let an external factor move him to cushion one. It wasn't easy. It was painful. But he also could have ignored it. But he allowed something external. So sometimes external might be someone like you. Dr. Peter James saying, hey, I think it's time for you to notice that you can be even more. How can I help? Let's do this together. I'm here for you. So one of the questions is, we're never alone. Who are you going to have you help? And who are you helping? And if you can't start with helping yourself, help someone else, and your sexual energy would grow enough to be able to bless the other parts of your life.
I like that. Yeah, thank you so much for that. Truly appreciate it. Well, I don't want to be the only one on the couch. So we have a couple of listeners who want to join me. They want to join me on the couch, Dr. Red Shoe. So Rose, you have a question for Dr. Red Shoe. What is that? Good morning, Rose.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Good morning. I had a question. You kind of answered it prior, but I was thinking about what are like daily exercises or something you could do on a daily basis to retrain your energy or to refocus your energy to what you wanted to, like building confidence or, you know, building your business and creativity. Like, what are like small little exercises you can do to kind of focus that energy? Thank you.
Let's start with a positive focus. Wake up with gratitude. Think about one, two, or three things you're grateful for. Wake up with love, sex, joy. If we wake up in the morning and do something for ourselves that's joyful, then we're not leading a corrupt life. If we wake up just for work or just for school or for an obligation, we're giving away our power to other people. Maintain your sexual control. Maintain your power. Be generous. Be grateful. Wake up. It also helps to wake up to a tidy room. Do the basics, all the things your mama and grandmama told you to do. Go through your house 1 hour at a time, maybe 1 hour a day. Make sure your room is tidy, that you like the room you're in, that you have less stuff. It's about, like Michelangelo said, the masterpiece is there. It's just what you take away. What is sitting on your energy? Do you owe someone an apology? Do you owe someone a thank you? Are your taxes not done still? I mean, so you take a look and you slowly do it. If you can't do it by yourself, join a mastermind. Get some help. You are not alone. Do this with someone else. other things as you go through the day. Do little things. If you have a big, messy car, take a few things to the trash. Don't do it all at once if you don't want to, or get a friend or two and do it all at once, whatever works for you. So the main thing, if you want to change habits, is tell yourself, you know, what did you love about yourself? When you were 5 years old, you loved yourself, right? What were you doing then? Now, some people were already messed up in their joy by other people, but we were all born ready to love ourselves and to see what's there. What is weird about you? Celebrate it. What's wonderful about you? And what are your kryptonite? What are the things that are you too generous? You cut corners? Are you afraid of failure? I mean, if you read the Napoleon Hill, I mean, it's full of lots of little practical things you can do. But the other question is, whose life am I living? Am I living the life I want, or am I living the life for somebody else? And someone's success might be $1 million, their definition. For others, it might be having enough money to spend more time with loved ones. What is your real definition of success, not what you think it should be? And focus on that. So those would be the practical things I would suggest. And you're already doing it right because you made a call. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Rose. And thank you so much for that question. Dr. Redshoe, we have someone else who wants to join us on the couch this morning. This is Laverne. Laverne, good morning. What is your question for Dr. Redshoe?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Redshoe. I had my
good
question
morning,
answered. Thank you. That was the question I had that Rose just asked. I truly just wanted to know, where do we start? Like regular everyday people with everyday problems, how do we use this energy to, you know, and not only just use this energy for folks, I know I'm exceptionally gorgeous, and how do I use this energy in my state to not manipulate and you know, take advantage of people? How do I make sure, and what steps do I do to make sure that I'm really using this energy in a positive way and not to, you know, I want to be that confident person and still be in tune with my successes, but not at someone's expense or, you know, disadvantage.
Well, asking the question like that already tells me that you're on that path anyway. I mean, there are some people who take advantage and are cruel to others. They use up that person's energy for their own powering up. They don't ask the question you just asked, Laverne. So I think that one of the things that we can think about is really learning to listen. What is this person really wanting to do? And then part of the job of a consultant, and we're all consultants, is what they want, what they really need. So we can't just, if we really want to be positive with people, we can't just listen and take everything at face value. We have to understand, what do they really need? Like, let's say someone wants to do the right thing and they show up for an event, but someone they love really needs them. The right thing in that moment is to be with a loved one. Maybe someone's dying or somebody is having an especially rough day. Sometimes we get confused about what is our obligation. So if you put down your values, if you put, like, for instance, God first or family or loved one, and there's something that has to do with money and you're not sure what to do, then go through the hierarchy of values and do the thing that you think is best. Taking advantage of others is not the same thing as influencing them. So from the moment we interact with anyone, and even before, because there's energy levels, we're sending energy out into the world. We bless people with how we live. So I would say treat yourself lovingly and kindly, but don't be too soft on yourself. Have self-control, have willpower. Work hard on those things, and you know what? You will bless those around you. How we wake up and present ourselves in the world already sets the tone for how not only we treat others, but how they treat themselves.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
Did I answer
that? Yeah, thanks for the quick.
Yes, and then some. Thanks.
Well, you go have fun, and I'm
I'm excited to hear what good stuff you get into.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for the question, Laverne. Truly appreciate it. Dr. Redshoe, thank you so much for that great response. And we're going to actually ask Ms. Ann to come on and talk about our Think and Grow Rich annual accountability meeting, which I think is also another way that we can transmutate our sexual energy into the change of a new year and the setting goals. And Ms. Ann, before I just slaughter that, let me let you take that away for sure.
All right. Very well. Every year in January, actually the first Saturday of the month of January, we are hosting an annual meeting for your life. And that's going to be on January. We start actually on the night of the 3rd at the Embassy Suites in Boca Raton on Yamato Road. But the 4th, January 4th, 2020, we're hosting an annual meeting basically to encourage everyone to come and give an account in writing of your life. Now, Margarita mentioned some of the areas of our lives, and we also heard them mentioned during the commercial. But I'd like to encourage people to think about where would you go to give an account for every area of your life at least once a year. That's for family, friends, children, and it's going to be a very exciting opportunity for growth. We look at what did we do in the past year, what are we planning on doing this year, and then years in the future. So with that, Peter, we're posting and sharing that information on the social media. The details can be found on Eventbrite. And actually, I think what we will start doing is probably just adding that link to these weekly posts so those individuals who are interested, they can just click the link here inside of our content on the Blog Talk Show. But that's it for me. And Peter, I can also go ahead and give my aha if you would like.
Absolutely. And listeners, thank you so much for staying on with us. I know we're going a little long, but I don't know about you, but this has been some great stuff from Dr. Redshoe. So, Ms. Ann, yeah, tell us what you have taken away from this sexual transmutation conversation today.
Well, really, it speaks really more to listening to Margarita's story and how she has been able, and when you meet her, you automatically feel the energy. She talked about a lot of other people's energy, but you can just tell from the tone of her voice, if you will, right, and the vibration of her energy from the phone, but from the call. But just walking through, and I've known Margarita, I'm not sure how long I've known you, but it's been quite a while because we are both a part of the National Speakers Association, Florida Speakers Association chapter. Actually, our meeting is actually today. But just walking, listening and walking through her story and just watching how she's been able to transmute her sexual energy into a different form, which is into the form of her business and her family. And so that has been my aha, because oftentimes when we think about that energy, it's single focus. All right, single focus. But that was it for me, just her story and being able to relate to that. And that's it for me, Peter.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that, Anne. And lots of good stuff. Her story was definitely was solid and really moving a little bit as well. So we're going to actually ask Galen. So, you know, Galen, lots of stuff that we heard from Dr. Redshoe today, lots of stuff that kind of jumped off the page from sexual transmutation. What are your thoughts? What are some of your biggest takeaways, your ahas?
Man, I tell you, there were a lot. I've got 3 pages full of notes that I'll have to talk to my wife about once we end the show. you know, but there are just so many things that she shared that are going to they're going to mess with me for a bit. First, I love she said she never made a bad pun that she didn't like. And I think that that's really about not taking ourselves so seriously all the time, even when we make mistakes. Give ourselves the freedom to be human, which I think is really important. Number two, enjoy the juiciness of life. Enjoy being who you are. And then the question that she asked is, how are we cheating or lying to ourselves? Because that usually shows up in something that's not working, some sort of message that our bodies or our minds give us to let us know that we're cheating or lying to ourselves about something. And I just love the way she ended when she said we were all born to love ourselves. And I certainly can relate to that in my own business. I believe that we are all designed to be the greatest in the world at something, and I think that fits in nicely. So fantastic.
Yeah, definitely some good stuff there, Galen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, I wanna say, Dr. Redshoe, that, you know, something that in your discussion that really jumped off, I had asked you about it already to repeat some of them as well, but how we can transfer this sexual energy, this sexual drive into the different types of power that you shared. And, you know, and we're not just talking about power from a leadership sense or an abusive power, but as you mentioned, of course, position power, relationship power, expert power, the body power, and the charisma power. So all of these, again, jumped off the page for me because obviously I wrote them down for sure. And that was my biggest takeaway amongst others, of course, because we had some great questions from our listeners as well as our co-hosts today. So, Margarita, we're about to wrap things up. So one of the things that I ask our guests to lead the way on is, how can people get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you about some more of this sexual transmutation type questions? What are the ways that we can reach out to you there, Margarita?
There's lots of ways. My website is drredshoe.com, just one shoe. My phone number is 844-DR-REDSHOE. But honestly, the easiest thing is just call me. I have a calling hour. It's called the Red Shoe Hotline. And you can sign up for time with it, or you can text me. I'm at 954-609-9904. As you know, you can't text with an 800 number, so text me and tell me who you are, and we'll find a time to meet. These online programs, some people don't like to schedule things online, and so I give that personal touch in case they don't want to do it through the online book a consultation option. Delighted
awesome,
to help anyone
awesome.
Anytime.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, and just thank you so much for sharing that. I also want to ask our co-hosts, of course, if they would be so kind as to share with our audience, our listeners, how they can get in touch with you, whether it's your website, whether it's your social media handle, whether it's your email, or maybe it's just your phone number. So, Ms. Ann, if you, what are your thoughts on how listeners can get in touch with you?
Myself, 786-546-0184, I think it's the best. I live on text, 786-546-0184. Thank you.
And now, Galen, maybe I could call you Dr. Love today, Galen. How can our audience, our listeners, get in touch with you there, sir?
Just light a... Light a match and wave it in the air, and I'll find you. The best way to get a hold of me, I am all over social media. The easiest way to get a hold of me is to go to www.galenbingham.com. That's GalenBingham.com. You can also go on to iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are consumed, and you can find the Leadership Toolbox, which is my weekly podcast. And other than that, I'm usually hanging out with these group of amazing co-hosts every Saturday morning on this show.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Galen, of course. And ladies and gentlemen, my name, of course, is Dr. Peter A. James. I am the High Performance Coach. The ways that you can get in touch with me, first and foremost, are by on all social media platforms. If you go to at Dr. Peter A. James, that's at DrPeterAJames, no dots or periods or anything like that. You can also hit me up on my website, shiftyourmindset.com, and then you can reach out to me for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great show today. Thank you so much for Dr. Margarita Gurry, a.k.a. Dr. Red Shoe, for joining us today to talk about Think and Grow Rich, particularly the mystery of sex transmutation. We've had some great questions. We have some a great audience, great co-host as well. And we're getting ready to sign off. So thank you so much for joining us and look forward to having you join us again next week as we continue to dive into the mystery of sex transmutation. And if you have not purchased one of my favorite books of all time, Think and Grow Rich, I highly, highly encourage you to do so right now. Signing off, this is Dr. Peter A. James and Think and Grow Rich Mastermind.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.